planned, and Phyllis will be letting you know more about that. Like we said, this is our 22nd anniversary as a church here in Branson. And a celebration is a festive occasion that marks and honors something. And we've already talked about being thankful, but I want to talk a little more about it. In Psalm 103, if we put this on the screen for us, please, two things that the Lord told us to not be forgetful about. Don't be forgetful. Don't forget this, he said. And here's two of the big ones. And that is one of the weaknesses human beings have, is being forgetful, forgetting things. So if the Lord says don't forget something, what should you and I do? How are you going to not forget? How? You'd have to make it a point. Well, you know, if you got something in your life or schedule in your week that you don't need to forget, what do? Huh? Put an alarm on your phone, or is that right? A post-it note, I'm hearing different things. String on your finger. Then you go, what was that for? In Psalm 103, verse 1, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Next verse, bless the Lord, O my soul, and what? Forget not all his benefits. Go ahead, everybody, say it out loud. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
O my soul.
O my soul.
And all that's within me.
Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
O my soul.
O my soul.
And forget not.
All his benefits.
You know, to hear some, even some preachers preach, you'd think there's only one benefit. You know, going to heaven, not going to hell. And if that was the only benefit, right? It'd be good to be a Christian. Is that right? But he didn't say, don't forget his benefit. Forget not all his benefits. Then he starts in a partial list of benefits. So let's keep reading. Here's one benefit. He forgives all your iniquities. Great benefit. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for that benefit. What about another benefit? Who heals all your diseases. People say, well, you know, sometimes it's not God's will to heal, is it? Well, sometimes it's not God's will to forgive. Forgive all, you would think, would mean the same as heal all. I mean, that'd be reasonable, wouldn't it? No, God doesn't change. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. Now, let's just stop. Why did we start talking about this in the psalm? He said, don't forget this. Don't forget this. How are you going to not forget? Then on a daily basis, and ever so often, we need to be saying, thank you, Lord. Right? You're not going to be thankful for something you forgot. You got to remember, Lord, thank you for forgiving me of all my mistakes. And thank you for healing me, right, of all my problems and diseases. Keep going. What else? Another benefit? He redeems your life from destruction. Anybody glad about not being destroyed?
Yes.
That's a benefit. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. That's a big benefit. But you got to remember it, or you won't be thankful for something you forgot. Crowns you with loving kindnesses and tender mercies. Keep going. He satisfies your mouth with good things. Oh, somebody say good things.
Good things.
Good things. You know, numerous places in the scripture, it talks about whether it was food or clothes or supplies. It calls them goods. goods, not bads. Not bads, goods. And he satisfies your mouth with what?
Good
things. Good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. How many think it's a good idea, not just all day today and tonight, but tomorrow and the next day and the next day? Don't forget all his benefits. Let's stir ourselves up. Let's remind ourselves. Actually, we posted years ago, the Lord dealt with me about this, and we posted little signs all over the church and ministry. Said, remember to be thankful. Remember, so that you just look at it and he goes, oh, yeah, right. What am I thanking God for today? Now, this will keep you out of depression. This will keep you out of confusion. I'm telling you, this will keep you out of darkness and weakness, because when you stop being thankful, Romans 1 says your understanding becomes darkened. And that's how people get to the place where they don't think they got any reason to be thankful. They don't have anything to be thankful for. Well, there's not a long step from there to no reason to live. Do you hear? And it's lies. I said it's lies, lies, lies from the evil one, the enemy of your soul. No, listen. You and I are privileged to exist.
Amen.
I said to exist. We're privileged to be alive right now and to have the opportunities that this life will soon be over, and to have an opportunity to not be blind and lost, but to be enlightened and born again and saved and name is on the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Then you and I should be thankful.
Yes.
Thankful.
Yes.
Thankful. And we should be stirring ourselves up to remember all his benefits.
Yes.
Come on, say it again. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, my soul, and all that's in me, bless his holy name. You know, the Lord quickened to me here recently, reminded me at least of the difference between being thankful and giving thanks. Did you hear that? The Bible said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's different from being thankful. Somebody said, well, I am thankful. He said, give thanks. What does that mean? Open your mouth.
Amen.
Open your mouth.
Yes.
And give some effort. And give some response. And give some thanksgiving audibly.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody say, bless the Lord.
Bless
thank the Lord.
Thank
forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. So all day today, if I sneak up behind you, if I sneak up behind you, I don't want you to go too long to what will I hear? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for this hot dog. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for breath. Everybody take a good breath. You enjoy that?
Yes.
You enjoy doing that?
Yep. Yes.
How many glad you're not floating off into space today? Gravity is a... You didn't make it. I didn't make it.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord, for gravity.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go to Hebrews 13, please. They'll put it on the screen for us. Hebrews 13, 16. Another thing he said, don't forget. So we're remembering today. We're remembering to be thankful. We're remembering all the Lord's benefits. Here's another thing. Hebrews 13, 16 says, to do good and communicate. Now, communicate is a King James word. If you look it up, it means share. Share. To do good and share, forget not. Why would he say don't forget that? Because you can get so busy with your life, right, that you don't. You're not thinking about other people around about you. And the Lord said, don't do that. Don't forget all his benefits. Here's something else. Don't forget to do good and share For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Do we want to please God today? God is well pleased with what? Doing good and sharing our giving. That's one reason we have Celebration Sunday. You'll find that, we already have tents full of all kind of things, items. And it is not a flea market or a garage sale. It is not spring cleaning. It is not trying to pay back or pay forward or pay anything. Huh? No, it's not. No, it's not. It's the people's, it's our seed. Seed. Freely we have received. Huh? Freely with no strings attached. We give. Somebody say thank you. And with these giving, this sharing, this communicating and doing good, it pleases the Lord. The Bible said He is well pleased with this kind of thing. And you know, in this world that is so, you know, money grubbing and penny pinching and fearful about not having enough, to just open up your pocketbook, open up your closet, open up your garage, open up your life and say, here, enjoy. That's not like the unsaved world, right? When you're not asking for something in return.
That's right.
But that is what the Lord, that's how He does. One of the reasons I follow Him and serve Him so gladly, He doesn't make you. He owns us multiple times over. What I mean, He created Adam and Eve to start with. He created the planet. He owns us by right of creation. But man, Adam and Eve, lost themselves through disobedience and sin. If He didn't sustain us every millisecond, we'd be destroyed. So He owns us by right of sustaining us. But after we lost ourselves, He sent Jesus to buy us. That's what redeem means, to buy us. He bought us back like somebody that had been sold into slavery. And gave us our freedom. And then He hands you the keys and says, serve me if you want to.
Yeah, that's right.
Now that ought to make you love Him.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
Because He's not forcing you to do anything. And if you want to ignore Him and rebel against Him, you can. You're a fool if you do. But He says here, serve me if you want to. Tell me the right answer, everybody. I want to. And that's when you bow your knee that Jesus is your Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody want to declare it and say,
Jesus is
my Lord.
My Savior.
My Redeemer. Now, friend, if you can't say that willingly, gladly, freely, man, you're in the right place today.
Yes.
Before the day's over.
Yes, sir.
You need to be with the rest of us saying this, believing this, because life is short. Eternity is long, and there is only one Savior. No matter what you may have heard, there's only one God, and there's only one way to God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The man, Christ Jesus, the only Savior, Redeemer. He's my hero.
Yes.
How about you?
Yes, sir.
And my Lord and my Savior. Can you say the same?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The goodness of the Lord extends forever and ever. And He manifests His goodness in our life. Now just a couple of more minutes here. In Numbers 10:29, put that on the screen for us. When God has been good to you, and really any and every good thing the Lord gives to us, it's not supposed to stop with us. Every good thing the Lord has done for you, if he showed you you needed a Savior, and you believed and received and you got born again, is that supposed to end with you?
No.
Are there other people that need to find out what you found out?
Yes, sir.
and receive him too. Yeah, well, then you want to be ready anywhere, anytime. And you don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to quote a bunch of scriptures. But you are a living witness of what he did for you.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes,
sir. You were there. When he saved you and straightened your life out. You were there when he healed you. You were there when he delivered you. You were there. Is that right?
Yes.
When he protected you. You're an eyewitness.
Yes.
And so anybody that wants to hear it, you can say, look, especially if they got a similar problem, you say, look, let me tell you what the Lord did for me.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And he's no respecter of persons, and he'll do it for you too. And then when you get through telling him, you say, hey, you want to pray? Right? You want us to pray and receive this? And that's what this is about. When you talk about being born again, you're talking about receiving. Receiving. And there is the proverb of you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And you can take a horse to a 1,000-acre crystalline lake. And there's water. And it's beautiful. But forcing a living creature to do something against his will is another thing. And that's the truth with God. There is an ocean of grace and salvation. Hallelujah. And the Lord will help us to get us to the brink, to the edge, to drink. But he won't force you. He won't grab your head and shove it in and say, drink. He won't make you. He won't make you. And sadly, millions on the planet are refusing to receive the free gift of salvation. Somebody say, not me, not me. I'm a receiver. I'm a receiver. And the thing is, every good thing you receive from him, then you can turn around and be a conduit and a vessel for that goodness to go to somebody else.
Amen.
Hmm? And boy, that's more fun. That's more fun than eating when you're hungry. I'm telling you, when God uses you to be an answer to somebody's prayer. Woo! Right? To help take some pressure off of them. Help them receive something they need. Help them get an answer. Help them get free. Help them get restored. Oh, that's the best, the best, the best. Listen to what Moses told his father-in-law when his father-in-law saw all that God had done for them, and the Bible says the goodness that God had done for them.
Yeah.
And he was so impressed, but then Moses tried to get him to go with them on the rest of the journey. Moses, verse 29, he said to his father-in-law, we're journeying to the place the Lord said, I'll give it to you. Come with us, and we will do you good. Come with us. Is that a message? Come with us. Come with us. And what? You'll be glad you did. We'll do you good. Why? Because the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel and concerning us, the Israel of God. And in verse 32, he said it like this. Numbers 10:32. He said, it'll be, if you do go with us, it'll be that whatever goodness the Lord does to us, the same we'll do for you. Hallelujah. Is that freely you've received? Freely give? God wants us to be loaded. Loaded with benefits. Is that right? Loaded with faith. Loaded with peace. Loaded with joy. Loaded with light and life. And revelation.
Amen.
And money.
Yes.
Oh, did I lose somebody? Money and things and stuff. Why? So you could just sit at home and pile it on top of yourself? No. So you can freely.
Yes.
And say, hey, come on, go with us. Where are we going? Well, we're actually going to heaven.
Yeah.
We're on our way to the big house.
Yeah.
Is that right? Father's house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But he's a good God.
Yeah.
You know, Moses pled with him and said, show me your glory. He said, well, you can't see my face full on, but I'm going to hide you in a place and I'm going to show you my goodness. Well, he didn't ask to see his goodness. He asked to see his glory. But did the Lord show him his glory? Yeah, his goodness is his glory. Is he a good God? A lot of people will say it. They'll say, yeah, God is good, God is good. But some of the same people will turn around before the day's over and attribute some tragedy, some bad thing to God. So they really don't believe that he is good and only good. And most people don't believe how good God is. There is nothing he won't give you if you'll put him first. I'm telling you. It doesn't get too big for him. Romans 8:32 said, if God spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If he was ever going to say, no, that's too much to give you, it would have been Jesus.
Yep.
If he give you Jesus, he'd give you anything.
Yes.
Everything. And Timothy said that he gives us richly all things, even to enjoy.
Amen.
Not everybody believes this, and we can't force them to, but we believe it.
Yes.
And so we're going to enjoy it.
Yes.
I said, we're going to enjoy it.
Yes.
We're going to enjoy receiving.
Yes.
We're going to enjoy giving.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And we're inviting you.
Yes.
Come go with us. The Lord has spoken some good things concerning us. Some great things concerning us. So come on. Go with us. Go with us. And whatever good things he does for us, the same we will do for you. Oh, can you say amen? Stand on your feet, everybody. Oh, praise God. Somebody say praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whoo, hallelujah. Just lift up your hands.